Ever since I wrote a book when I was 15 years old, I've been sharing my testimony and helpful Christian tips with the media. God has opened doors for my sister and me to share on hundreds, literally hundreds, of TV and radio programs, including the whole flying to New York thing. I enjoy the best of the media, and when I've encountered the worst of the media, the Lord has helped me recover from inaccurate reporting. Today, however, many viewers and listeners join those who have been interviewed in expressing high frustration levels when the topic of the media comes into the conversation. On all sides of the debate, people express great frustration about the misquotations, exclusions of important truths, inflammatory headlines, the list goes on. Of course, there are very good reporters still out there, but the bad ones certainly have made a bad influence. People don't like it when the news actually is masked propaganda. Yet something else bothers me much, much more. The misquotations, exclusions, and inflammatory words about God and His Word. Today, people tend to be so offended by other things, yet ignore how people inaccurately report about the King of Kings. The propaganda against God is absolutely horrendous and hell-driven. Certain reporters and professors who have either been hurt by hateful hypocrites or been utterly ignorant of the Bible tend to convey an extremely inaccurate, horrible message about what the Bible actually says. But the authentic people who turn to Jesus Christ and who accurately study and obey His Word, they are people who emerge victorious, loving, and kind through Christ. Thought-provoking, isn't it? Let's all study God's Word as a whole and wholeheartedly pursue the One who pursues us with such love. Christ Himself. So, do you want a direct quote from God? Do you want to know what God says about knowing and obeying Him? Listen to this direct quote from God Himself, as found in Deuteronomy 5:29. Quote, "Oh, that they had such a heart in them, that they would fear and worship me with awe-filled reverence and profound respect, and keep all my commandments always, so that it may go well with them and with their children forever." My heart yearns to follow God's heart as expressed in what He said. May our hearts respond with loving acceptance of Christ and with freeing obedience to His loving, protective commands. Amen? Take God's word for it. Read it yourself. Seek His face. Enjoy church and bring your Bible to church. And may we all do it out of an open, willing heart full of childlike faith in spite of this crazy fallen world. With Christ, we can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for loving us. Thank You for giving us Your commands. Thank You for giving us Your word. Help us to saturate ourselves in Your word and share Your word with our lives, with our words. Help us to love You with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. We need You desperately. It's so miraculous that Your word is preserved and that we can see throughout history the evidence of the accuracy of Your word. Thank You so much for giving it to us and keeping it safe for us and helping us every single day. I also pray with those who are turning to You right now for the first time. We confess our sins. We totally turn from our sins. We repent. We believe You, Jesus. We believe that You're God's Son, that You died on the cross for us personally, that You rose again from the dead, conquering sin and death. And we rely on You and what You did, bearing the punishment for our sins on the cross. We rely on You for salvation and receive You and Your gift of salvation. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for forgiving us. Thank You for loving us. We love You and we trust in You now and ask that You would rule our lives. Save us, use us, guide us, Lord. We bless Your name and love You and pray for all prayer requests on our hearts. We ask for Your best for each prayer request sent to Praying Pals, and we thank You that You're in control and ask that You take care of everybody and please use us to share Your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Buy a Bible with the intention of giving it to someone else. And ask God to guide you to that person. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Enjoy church and enjoy Jesus every single day. He loves you, and He said, "I am with you always."